The Shema Shmuel in Parshas Korach, Tav Resh Ayin Beis, has a beautiful idea about Shabbos, about Rosh Chodesh, about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and about the Haftarah, which we read tomorrow on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. At the end of the Haftarah, which is the end of Sefer Yeshaya, we are told that in the future, when Mashiach comes, V'hoye midei chodesh b'chodshoi, midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi, every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos, Yovei kol basar lishtachvois, every Yid will come to the Beis HaMikdash to be oile b'regal and bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal speak in the Psikta, are we going to literally walk there, or are we going to have miracles? Help the Anani HaKavod will help us arrive, go for Shachris, go back home, go again for Mincha, come home for Shal Shudis. Al Kopane, but there is a concept of going to the Beis HaMikdash like we had three times a year. It will be every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. This is the Pasuk at the end of Yeshaya in the Haftarah. So the Shem Shmuel says he wants to understand, how come throughout the time, the Tkufa of Bayis Rishain, and Bayis Sheni, and all the various Mishkanes which we had, there was only a mitzvah to be Oile Regal, and no mitzvah to be Oile on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and in the future that will change, there will be a mitzvah every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. Why would that change? Bishloim Rosh Chodesh, we can understand. We know that the Torah brings from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Harash, who tells us that every Rosh Chodesh really also should be a Yom Tov. Because just like the Gimel Regal Mar Keneged, the Shalish Avis, so to the Shteimis Rosh Chodeshim, says the Torah from his brother is Keneged, the 12 Shvatim. But somehow, we won't speak about it today, by the Chet Egel, Klai Yisrael lost the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. And it's famous that the Nashim, the woman who did not participate at all in Chet Egel, did not lose completely like we did Rosh Chodesh being a Yom Tov. And that's why there's an Isser for Nashim to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, like it says in Torah and Shulchan Aruch. So, Bishleima, we can understand why there was no Aliyah L'Regal for all the years of the Mishkan and Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, because we lost the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh, and we will get it back in the future. But what changed about Shabbos? Shabbos never fell from its original status. Shabbos has the same Kedusha that it had from day one. So why for, I guess, about 900 years, no, sorry, with Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Mishkan is like 1,300 years of the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, there was no Inyan to be Oile Regal, and in the future, there will be Inyan to be Oile Regal every Shabbos, like it says in the Pasuk. What changes in the future from what we had until today? So the Shem Shmuel says a beautiful Mahalach. You see, we find in Parshas Korach that when the Bnei Levi were attempting to take over the Kahuna, Korach and his Edah, and then Rashi tells us that Moshe was concerned it was going to affect all the Bnei Levi. Moshe turns to Bnei Levi and he says to them, "Hama'at mikem ki hivdel Hashem. Is it not enough? Is it not sufficient? Is it small in your eyes that Hashem has appointed you all to be Levim? Hashem has separated you from the congregation and made you special, chosen you to be Levim. Ubikashtem gam kahuna. You also want to be Kahanim? Be satisfied with your status of Levim. Hashem has already given you to be a Levi. Why do you want to also be a Kohen?" Says the Shem Shmuel, he doesn't understand Moshe Rabbeinu's taina on Shevet Levi. Bishleim, if it's Gashmias, you tell the Yid, listen, enough is enough. You already have enough. You have this house. What do you need more for? You have 2 rooms. Why do you need 3 rooms? You already have this food. What are you complaining? Why don't you be satisfied with your Gashmias? But in Ruchnias, what's wrong if somebody is a Levi and he wants to be a Kohen also? If he wants to throw out Moshe and Aaron, I understand. That's a taina, of course, but what's the taina that Moshe was telling him? In this taina, in this argument, he says, it's enough that you're Levi, and why do you want to also be Kohanim? What's wrong? They were zoicha to stand by the gates and seeing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're in charge of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. They want to go inside. They want to be makif kerbanis. They want to go into the Heichal. They want to be makif teiris. What's wrong with wanting that? What's wrong with desiring more ruchis to be even closer to Hashem? Why is that a taina? There's a lot of tainas on Karach, but this taina of Moshe Rabbeinu says that it's not sufficient that you're B'nai Levi ubikashtim gam kahuna. Yeah, we also want kahuna. So this is a kasha that Shema Shmuel says. He's going to say on this a absolutely beautiful mahalach. Zokta Shema Shmuel like this. The Noyam Elimelech, the Rebbe Ramaylech Melezhensk, he explains that the very famous Gemara in a few places that says, Asuma be'achas me'enof, someone who's blind, even in one eye, is pater from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. The Gemara learns this from a pasuk. If he's someone, chas v'shalom, is blind, even in one eye, there's no chiyah for him to be Aliyah L'Regel. The Rebbe Ramaylech Melezhensk said that there's a very deep remez, a tremendous lesson to be learned from this. Because it's not just two eyes that a person has. A person is supposed to have all the time two things which he's looking at. Two gazes, two, in Yiddish you say, cook. What are the two things? One is he should be looking with one eye, with one he's stockless, he's looking at the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Shivisi Hashem Negi Samid. But, on the other hand, a person also needs to be looking at his own flaws and not forget about who he is. So he thinks about the greatness of Hashem, but realize that you're not there yet. You're very far away. And the more you focus on yourself, also having issues, the same time while you're being misbinding on the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't get depressed because you're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll have a healthy connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear this? Rebbe Ramaylech, Noyim Oli Melech, says, Suma Ba'akas Me'enav is potter from the oil regal. You know why? Because when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you're about to connect up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Beis HaMikdash, you definitely are misbinding in the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to bar bevar hand in hand, you have to at the same time, while you're being misbinding in the Beis HaMikdash, along with that, you need to be misbinding in your own shiftless, in your own problems, in your own things that you're lacking, that what you need to work on. You have to focus very strongly on humility at that moment. And if you're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash without that, you can make a big mistake. And you can get carried away and become a terrible Baal Gaiva. That's the Rebbe Ramaylech. There's actually, if I'm not mistaken, I saw once in Sipuri Chassidim from Rav Zevin, if I'm not mistaken, there's a story that the two brothers, Ramaylech and Rav Zisha, once went into the Rebbe, the Magen is rich, they were arguing for persons of Avayis Hashem should start, be more focused on the godless in Hashem, or on the shiftless of himself. And the Magen from his rich told them, that's a fair Gemara, because the Gemara tells us in Talmud, that this Machlaikis, Beshem and Beshila, what was created first? Shemayim or Aretz. One pasuk says, Beis Abar Lekim is Shemayim es Aretz. Another pasuk says, Eilat told us Shemayim or Aretz. We remember, Yom HaSayis HaShem Lekim, Eretz or Shemayim. So, the machlaikis of Shemayim or Aretz, Eretz Shemayim, what which was created first, means to say, what should you focus on? Focus more on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, godless, or focus more on yourself? And that Gemara's mascot is, person should, that both of them were created at the same time. You have to work on both. So like, Eilu Ve'ilu Divri Lekim Chaim. Mela says the Shema Shmuel. Chazal tell us, there's a halacha, that not just when we would go be oil regal, we have to be mishtachavel, like it says in the Haftarah, there's a halacha to be mishtachavel when you're oil regal. The Kohen Gadol will be mishtachavel every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a halacha, lamasha, we're only allowed to bow down by the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, by the beginning and end of the first bracha, and the bracha of Moedim at the beginning and the end. But Kohen Gadol is supposed to bow down by all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. We're not allowed to, he's supposed to. He has to have this humility, you know why? Because he's in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. No breaks. Even when he's in Avol, there's no break, like we learned in last week's parsha. He's an Einan, there's no stopping the Kohen Gadol. He always has to be there. Can't go on vacation. Unless, I guess, there's Einan's Gadol. He always has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. He's always there. And he's always, in a sense, being oil regal every single day. And that's why it says in Masechas Tamid that he's always bowing down. So if so, the Kohen Gadol has to have this same type of experience that Kohen Gadol needs to constantly, every single day, be focusing on the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he works on the Beis HaMikdash, and he needs to work very strongly on his shiftless, on his humility as he goes in order that he shouldn't go crazy, go meshuggah. And I'll tell you something interesting in parentheses. From Rav David David Shlita a few times, he said, I don't know where it comes from, I don't know if it's from himself, he said over, I heard him say this a few times, that Chassidim like learning a lot of Chassidus. He said, Chassidus brings you very high. He's like a lot of Avos Hashem. But if you don't learn regular, normal Sifrei Musar, which is filled with Yiras Shemayim, he said you could go Meshuga from the Avos Hashem and start doing crazy things, acting crazy. You also have to have the boundary of the Yiras Shemayim. So he said, Sifrei Chassidus without Sifrei Musar is terrible. Anyways, that's a Maimar HaMusker, but very connected. And therefore we find, last week's parsha, that Aaron HaKohen was so embarrassed to go up to the plate, Moshe had to tell him krav al hamizbeach because he was embarrassed to go close to the mizbeach. He said, "I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it." And what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu tell him? What did Moshe say b'shem Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Why are you embarrassed, Aaron? The kach nivcharta. And like we said last week from the Sifrei Chassidim, you know what he was telling him. And now I found that it comes from Arizal. He said to him, "Why are you embarrassed? That's why you're being chosen. You are being chosen." We spoke about humility last Shabbos. Last Erev Shabbos. The reason why you are being chosen is because you don't want the job, because you're humble. That's the biggest reason. You have the busha together with being the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the man to be in the Kohen Gadol, to be Oyel Regel every single day of your life. And now we can understand what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu when he tells Bnei Korach, he tells Bnei Levi. What does he say? He says, Levi, to be a Levi, no problem, because Shira that you have will always bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be by the gates of the Beis HaMikdash will always bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the halacha is that a Levi who's a Baal Mom, Rashi tells us in Chumash and Parshas Nasa, is still kosher. Is still kosher. That only Shanim is paisul by a Levi, not Mumin. Means if he's Suma Ba'achas Me'enav, or in our remez, which we were explaining, he has a gaiva issue, it's okay. Because he's focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, and the Shira will reconnect him. But to be a Kohen, to step inside, no. That will be terrible for the Levi. Especially a Levi who's looking for it. You're searching for it. You want to be a Kohen. That's the biggest sign you can't be a Kohen. The fact that you want it. Like we said, I think I said this last week, I don't remember already. I don't know why. But last week we're speaking about David and the humility of David HaMelech. So I mentioned, it's famous, that Ravram Ravitz was appointed by Rav Shach to be a member of his party, of Rav Shach's party in the Knesset. And he told Rav Shach, "I really don't want to do the job. I really want to stay in Kailo. That's all I want to do." And Rav Shach said, "That's exactly why I'm appointing you, because you don't want the job. I don't want someone who wants to be there. That will be bad for the job." So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach and the Bnei Levi, "Uvikashtem gamakun." That's the biggest psul for being a Kohen. The fact that you think you deserve it. You have to be humble and think you're undeserving. Otherwise, you don't belong here. If so, says the Shemesh, well, let's head back to our Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara tells us in Erechin, the reason why we do not say Hallel every Shabbos is because even though it's a type of there's an Isra Malacha on Shabbos, and there's time to contemplate and say Hallel, but it's not called a Mayid. The Gemara says that Reish Chodesh is called a Mayid, but there's no Isra Asiyas Malacha, so there's no Hallel. Only a Yom Tov where there's a Mayid and Isra Asiyas Malacha, then there's a Chiv Gomor of Hallel Hashalim. Right, the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh is, everybody knows in halach, is a minig. That's why Svaram don't even say a bracha. So he says, let's understand a little bit in a deeper way. This halacha. He says, what is halal about? Halal is about thinking about how we're undeserving. We deserve to be avadim. We deserve to be killed. We don't deserve to be saved. It'll become a shiroish v'sishbachis our kadosh baruch and say thank you Hashem for saving me, even though I don't deserve it. Well, he says, a concept which the Shemesh Shmuel speaks about very, very often. he says he heard from his father, the Avinezer, b'shem the Chadushi Harim, the first Ger Rabbi, who said that when Chazal say that when someone goes into Shabbos, it should be kol molachtecha asui, you should feel and imagine that all of your jobs are taken care of, you have nothing to worry about. It doesn't just mean, in Gashmish, listen to this huge Chiddush, kol molachtecha asui means even avodas hakodesh. When it comes to Shabbos, you shouldn't feel pressure and stressed about your spiritual failures from this past week. I'm talking about when Shabbos starts. When Shabbos starts, just say, HaKadosh Baruch, whatever I achieve this week spiritually, thank you very much, I'm feeling good. Mitzvah Shabbos, Sunday I'm going to start again, you know, having charat and doing tshuva about it. But the tshuva of Shabbos Kodesh is a tshuva mitoch gaiva, not from shever lev, not to be broken. Shalai say tzara vayagin va'anocha b'yoy menuchaseinu. Here in this Miris from the Arizal for Lel Shabbos, it says, Tzafchan af aksin, to crying and pain, but Telem Shvisan, all comes to an end. Because on Shabbos, we do not think about how sad we are from our sins. We don't do it. It's a different type of tshuva. Shabbos, I see it's tshuva. But it's a different, the Gemara speaks about it, but it's a different type of tshuva. Tshuva from the greatness of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on Shabbos, you don't have that sadness. Mimela, he says, we can understand this Gemara and Erech in a much deeper level about saying Halal. Why? What does the word mayid mean? So it's very famous. The word mayid comes from Lashon Vados, gathering together. Which means when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, which is by the way called Beis HaMayid, the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaVadav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim and Aretz are meeting. You're going and realizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at the same time, the shever lev, the broken heartedness of oneself, and then one connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. Shabbos is not called the mayid, because on Shabbos, we're not supposed to be thinking about how down we are. So therefore, there's no chiv on Shabbos, not just to be other regal, like we'll see in a moment, but there's no halal on Shabbos, because halal comes from a shever lev and saying, Hashem, you still gave this to me. And Rish Chodesh, even though you do have that opportunity to think about it, you have this the shever lev and the greatness, but there's no Isser Malachas, there's not enough time to stop, not enough quantitatively, not enough time to stop and spend time thinking about it. Only on a Yantif, when it comes together. Now, when Yantif falls on Shabbos, we're not going to say, stop doing it. But when Shabbos and Rish Chodesh fall together, even though, it's funny, Shabbos goes on Rish Chodesh, like tomorrow, even though it's a Mayid because of Rish Chodesh, and there's no Malacha, but it's not enough to go along the Mechayvi, because Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, is a day which you're not supposed to be thinking about sadness. So, he says, we can go back and answer our original question. We asked, what happened since Bria Sa'olam, that there was no chiyuv for Klai Yisrael ever to be oil regal on Shabbos, but in the future it says, may the chodesh b'chatzai, may the Shabbos b'shabbatai, there will be a chiyuv to go along the oil regal every Shabbos chodesh. What's going to change from the past towards the future? So he says, based on everything we said, we can understand why there was never a chiyuv to be oil regal every Shabbos. Because oil regal, like we said by Kohen Gadol, was always oil regal, and Klai Yisrael's job on Yom Tov when they were oil regal was to think about their failures, how lowly they are as a human being, all the mistakes they made, and at the same time, not get into depression because they think about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But it's from the Chevrolet, from feeling down, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the experience of being Oyla Regal. But Shabbos Kodesh, you're not even allowed to have that moment of sadness. Shabbos Kodesh is pure joy. Shalai said, sorry, Yogi Marachim Yom Nuchasenu. Shabbos Kodesh is only supposed to be komalachtecha asuya. Spiritually, I'm okay. I'm going to try to get greater. But I'm not going to be feeling bad and down about what I did in the past on Shabbos. If so, like he says from the Chiddush Yerim, if so, there was no halal on Shabbos, like we said, and there was no chiyuv to be oil regal, because oil regal is about the two coming together. But in the future, when Mashiach comes, he brings the Sifri at the beginning of Azinu. The Sifri says, beginning of Azinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future, Hashem, we're so embarrassed about everything we did. And Hashem is going to clean up all the embarrassment. The long Sifri, beautiful Sifri, glad to see inside. Asid HaKnesset Yisrael, Elohim Elfim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yishalaylam. We're embarrassed about this, we're Nela from this, we're Aloof from this. Hashem says, I'm going to take away. Hashem says, I'm going to take away all those issues. Meaning, you're going to learn how to have a broken heart without feeling down. On its own. When we think about our failures as humans in the future, we're still going to be humans, it's going to have no unhealthy parts to it, no sadness to it, and we'll be able to connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu in even a greater way. The Rambam tells us, you study a Torah, the way to get to Ava is to step back and realize how little we are compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will be able to be done without having any tzar v'yogim v'anacha on Shabbos. So in the future on Shabbos, where there won't be those issues, there won't be that shame and that embarrassment anymore, because Hashem will take it away in the future. We're just going to realize that we're a human being, and we're comparing ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to realize how great He is, or Mimcha Hashem, Agadla, Avarchecha. We're going to realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and we're going to realize how lowly we are as human beings, but without getting sad about it, then of course every Shabbos will be totally wonderful to go be Oyle Regal. So until Mashiach comes, even in time in the Mishkan, and Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, we cannot have a Chiyuv to go be Oyle Regal, because Oyle Regal essentially means to think about all of our shortcomings, which can make one sad, and to think about our Kaddish Baruch Hu, and put the two together, and be mizbayin in those two concepts together, and that was the other regular experience. But that wasn't allowed to happen on Shabbos. But in the future, in the new world, when our Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to take away all the things which we're so ashamed of, like the Sifri says, in that future world, it'll be totally healthy and fine to think about our lowly deeds in an uncomfortable way, together with being misbinding the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll be able to, in the future, not just during the week, but every single day, even on Shabbos, be misbinding, think about, who am I? Look how I'm a baser v'dam, my guf. Look how much more work I have to do, and look how wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Be misbinding the chesed, shara pchina, everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that experience of being a person so, so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a real Oyved Hashem. B'mehera v'yameinu, good Shabbos, and a good Chodesh.